In today's episode, we're going to take a look at what experts in the field of human behaviour already know. And that is, how we act and perceive things has a lot to do with the voices that we listen to inside our heads. By knowing that our inner voice can determine our success or failure, we're going to discuss what you can do to make sure that it's helping you succeed. We're also going to be taking a look at three simple actions that you can do every day that will improve your life dramatically. So how many times have you heard business experts emphasize the crucial role that our mindset plays in determining the extent of our success? Suffice it to say that you've already well acquainted with the term mindset. One dictionary defines mindset as a set of beliefs that affect an individual's attitude. In other words, these beliefs influence how one behaves and perceives the world around him or her. Interestingly, if we consider the two words that make up this compound word, we get more than just a set of beliefs that affect our behaviour. For example, the word mind refers to our seat of consciousness that generates thought and memory, while the word set refers to focusing on a certain task to achieve a goal. So therefore, if we take the two definitions as one, we could therefore expand the definition of the word mindset into a set of beliefs with which influence us towards a particular goal. So now you can see by using this definition why having the right mindset is critical for you. Because let's be honest, without the right mindset to train our perception, we cannot reach our goals, especially in a highly competitive environment like sales or sport or business in general. Fortunately, we are not born with a fixed mindset. What we think of depends on how we choose to think. After all, life is all a matter of choice. The choice to be positive or the choice to be negative, but not on the circumstance. Really, it just depends on us. Let's consider how great the impact of mindset is. Do you recall when you may have woken up on the wrong side of the bed one day and the first thing you say is, "God, I am just so tired. This is going to be a long day." Well, how do you think you're actually going to get up and approach that day? Obviously, it's going to be a long day. On the other hand, what happens when you wake up and you say to yourself, "This is going to be a great day. I'm excited to get this day started." Well, obviously with that mindset, you're going to at least have some high energy to get your day going from the start. So what does this simple example show us? Well, it shows us that our thoughts, our impact, our circumstances have a lot to do with what's going on in our mind. And this is the phenomenon which individuals in the field of cognitive behaviour science study. In this study, they have concluded that what we tell ourselves, our inner conversations, well, that plays a huge role in determining our attitude, our state, and our behaviour. The more we label ourselves as something, the more we embed that type of reality in our minds. That is to say, we become the things that we think of. For instance, if you're always telling yourself that you're lousy with directions, well, guess what? It really doesn't matter what you try. Well, in fact, you stop trying because you start to believe the statement that it's fact, and therefore you don't try and overcome that barrier. But, you know, thankfully, we can change the way we set our minds. We can do something to realign what we tell ourselves and the goals that we have in our life. True, this isn't easy, and quite often you lapse back into your old negative thoughts. And if that happens to you, the trick is not to lose hope. Just tell yourself that you're getting better and better at becoming optimistic every day. You can use whatever tactic you think works for yourself, but if you concentrate on better thoughts throughout the course of the day, you're likely to have better actions as a consequence. Whatever the action or whatever the strategy is that you're doing, the bottom line is this. Think positive. Use your imagination to visualize your success. Condition your mind for this. This is especially important for us in sales because staying optimistic all the time is a struggle. We know that. So learn from the way experts deal with their inner voice. Make sure you use your inner voice. Instead of allowing it to bog you down, instead of allowing it to push you away from your goals, use your inner voice to actually get you closer to your goals. Learn to organize your thoughts. Set your mind on your goals. Believe that you can actually achieve what your mind has conceived or perceived, and you'll see just how powerful, having thoughts that can tip the scales in your favour. So, positive mindset is something that you can impose upon yourself, and you'll see dividends with your actions. All right, now let's look at three simple actions that you can do every day that will dramatically improve your life. Yes, we know life has an uncanny knack of getting away from us. For many of us, life leads us. We don't lead it. Too often, we allow life to take over, moving us from here to there with little control over our destination. Family, job, friends, bills, it all has a way of putting us on our heels and making us feel as though we're out of control. But what if we were able to do something to gain that control back? What if that something or some things were small, simple, repeatable, but impactful? Wouldn't that be nice? Well, life is unpredictable and you can't control it. But there's one thing you can do. You can be deliberate on a daily basis. So here's a tip I've learnt from a colleague who every morning when she drops her daughter off at school, she would tell her daughter, have a great day and do three things. Create something, learn something and share something. And it was from that daily routine that she realised what would happen to her life if she too did those three things. So she started incorporating them into her life every single day. Just those three simple actions of creating something, learning something, and sharing something. And according to her, her life has changed fundamentally since she added those three things into her life in the long term. So let's have a look at each of them. Create something. When we create something, we are building something new. We're tapping into our creative mind. Creation requires challenging the status quo. It requires awareness. Creativity requires a connection and an ownership to change, to grow and improve, or to act on creativity for the sake of creativity. That's what is art. When we create something, we're being additive. We are giving to our workplace or to our school or to our home or to our family, our friends or our society. By creating something every day, we're improving the surroundings and the lives of others around us, no matter how small or how big. Creating is the act of building something and the act of change. So commit to creating something every day, whether it's a new process at work, writing a blog post, doing a piece of art, a story, a presentation, a new client, a new workflow design, anything. Just put yourself in a position where you can create something new every day. It's how you add to life. Now, the second thing, learn something. There's nothing you can do that is as impactful as learning. Our personal development and growth are paramount, yet it's far too easy to let life get in the way. The day-to-day becomes our master and learning ends up becoming an afterthought. So for those of us who are looking to maximise our life, learning is anything but an afterthought. Learning is personal growth, and the more we learn, the more we're capable of, the more opportunities that will open up for us. Learning is a selfish act, really, of the three, but we are the biggest beneficiary of learning. The more we learn, the more we grow, the more we enrich our lives. Learning is the answer to preventing and solving so many of life's problems. Start looking for ways to deliberately learn every day. Build a learning path if you have to. Look for ways you can learn each and every day. Learn how to do something you didn't know you could do. Learn about something you were unaware of. Learn about history. Learn about a new product. Learn about your competitors. Learn something new about a co-worker, a boss, or a friend. Learn something about your neighbourhood or your environment. It's less about what you learn, but more about making sure that you actually do learn something every single day. And then finally, the third factor, share something. Yes, sharing. Giving is a value we all cherish. Few of us would say we give enough. Giving is one of those things we all say we need to do and want to do, but it always seems to end up on the next day's list. We just never seem to get around to giving as much as we think we should. With the exception of special events, Mother's Days, birthdays, and of course Christmas, giving is hit and miss, and all of us know we can do more. Sharing is giving. It's a way to acknowledge the presence and importance of others. By sharing regularly, we include others into our lives and validate their value to us. Sharing is inclusive. It connects us to everyone around us. It makes sure we aren't an island and that we are part of something bigger. When we don't share, we isolate ourselves. And when we're not completely participating in our community, our family, or our work, we feel disjointed. So find time to share every day. Sharing doesn't mean buying presents necessarily, but it can mean sharing an idea you've had. It can mean sharing a tool, sharing information, like an article you read, or perhaps even this podcast. Send it to someone that you think will benefit from it. It could mean sharing your car to give somebody a ride. It could mean buying the coffee for a person behind you in the line at the coffee shop. Maybe it's helping on a project that a co-worker is struggling with. Regardless, really, of what it is, look for ways to share every day. It's great for the soul. Our lives can get out of control. Days can be overwhelming. It's too easy to lose our way. But when we commit to create something, learn something, and share something every day, it's a lot harder for the challenges of life to take hold. So every morning, when you wake up, make a commitment to create, learn, and share at least one thing. Then when you get home, write down what you actually did in those three areas. And if you do that each and every day, start a daisy chain. See how many days you can do it in a row without breaking the chain. Share what you did with your spouse or your friends. Tell them how it felt. Was it hard? Why did you choose the things that you did? Start a streak and see how long you can go without missing a day. As I said, mark each day down of all three on your calendar. Keep it going. You'll be amazed by how much it can change your life. That's it for this week's episode of Monday Sales Coach. Don't forget, you can get next week's episode delivered directly to your email inbox over the weekend so that you can listen to it on your way to work, your commute to work. What better thing to do than to listen to Monday Sales Coach? So to do this, you go to mondaysalescoach.com and subscribe. This is Monday Sales Coach and I'm Peter Giannoli. Thank you so much for connecting and listening to us and being part of our team of sales champions. Until next week, try every day to create something, to learn something, and to share something. Bye for now.